Dear listeners, welcome to Kids Express on Radio Miraya 101 FM, a show for the children, by the children, with the children together. I am Uncle Deno, your host for today. Yes, it's just super exciting. Every Saturday is just super amazing. This show is sponsored by Hold a Child in partnership with Radio Miraya 101 FM.
Ever wanted to know what it's like to have a point of view as a child?
To speak out, to be heard, and to be part of the fun?
Listen to Kids Express, a journey of children with one voice on a variety of issues, topics, and candid interviews with some of the experts in South Sudan.
Kids Express, every Saturday, 12 p.m., only on Radio Miraya.
Join Morrison and the children's crew as they write with you. It's here. Hang out with the children. Saturday on Kids Express.
Last week, we enjoyed our Independence Day. And this week, we decided to take it next level as we talk about peace. Peace has been the cry of everyone in this country. Everyone has been saying, let's love one another, let's live in harmony. And children have a lot more to talk about that. A great man once said, peace begins with each and every one of us, and peace begins with us. And to make our country, our societies, our families peaceful, we need to be peaceful ourselves. And today, under the same series of National Talk, we will talk peace. And we are having my buddies and good friends all the way from New Apostolic Church Primary School. And they will be taking it next level, and we will be talking peace. Yes, in the studio today we have Njibol. How are you doing, Njibol?
I'm good.
You're good?
Yeah. I'm Njibol James from New Apostolic Church Primary School, and I'm happy to be here today.
We also have Nyoka in the studio. How are you doing?
Fine. I'm by name Nyoka Charles from New Apostolic Church Primary School. I am in class 8. I am excited to be here.
Yes, just feel at home. We have Janet in the studio.
Yeah, I'm Janet Jackson from New Apostolic Church Primary School. I'm great to be here.
Not forgetting Marco.
Oh, fantastic. My name is Abdunaku Marcos. I'm actually happy to be here. I'm in primary 8 class.
Yes, Michael.
My name is Michael Lado. I'm from New Apostolic Church Primary School, and I'm happy to be here today.
We also have Zachariah in the studio. How are you doing, Zach?
I'm doing good. My name is Zachariah Francis. I'm from New Apostolic Church Primary School. I'm in Primary 7. I'm happy to be here.
Yes, you're all welcome to the studio. Once again, Kids Express is a show that brings you the happiness of the children, the cry of the children, the fears of the children, a lot of everything. Actually, all in all, we call it the hearts of the children. Kids Express is the show that you don't want to miss every weekend. And today I joined with my friends in the studio. We're going to be discussing peace. Peace, peace, peace. This country has cried for peace. This country needs peace. The world needs peace. Everyone needs peace. So, to our guests in the studio for today, first question would be, what do you understand by peace?
Yeah.
Yes, Njibol.
Peace actually means a lot of things. Absence of war, staying in harmony with all people.
Cool.
That's according to me.
Thank you, Njibol. Absence of war and staying in harmony with one another, with other people. Yes.
Peace is staying without war.
Staying without war. If war is not there, then it's automatic peace. Cool. Thank you so much, Nyoka. Yes, Jackson.
Peace is absence of conflict, When you are living in harmony, it is also peace. Loving one another is also peace. Not only that, your absence of your dad means you are in peace. Also, peace means a lot of things.
Peace means a lot of things. Thank you so much, Jackson. Yes, Zachariah.
Yes, peace means having good relationship, security, good safety, and living in harmony with all other people.
All those ones. Man, I love that peace. Yes, Michael.
Yes, peace means being in a good health and good security.
Good security. Mm. Yes, Marco.
Yeah, peace can be defined in many so ways. Peace is an act of living in harmony freely with other people, sharing different ideas or things.
Thank you so much. Yes. Do you people have peace at home? Nibol, do you have peace at home?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Nyoka, what about you? Do you have peace at home?
Yes.
I can see you smiling. When people smile, you know they have peace, right? Jackson, mm-hmm. Peace is there,
Yeah, it is there.
Ketir.
Very much.
411. Zachariah, you have peace at home?
Yes, we have peace.
Cool. Michael, peace is there,
Yes.
Malian. Marco,
yes,
there is peace,
Yeah, of course we have peace.
Man, there is no option. You need to have peace, Yes. There is a small question that I want us to discuss today. This has been puzzling me, because sometimes we talk about things like fighting, all these things, Yes. Have you ever fought in school, and have you ever seen people fight? Okay, if you fought, how does it feel? Let me start with Nibol. After fighting, how does it feel?
I feel so bad.
You feel bad?
Yes.
Have you ever fought?
Yeah.
When was the last time?
2015. Yeah.
Did you beat somebody or they beat
you? No, they have beaten me seriously.
Yes, Nyoka, how does it feel when you fight?
I feel sorry after I injured that person.
Mm-hmm. What about if the person injure you?
I feel bad as if I can't pay mine.
You want to pay? Yes, Jackson.
I feel very sorry. Oh, sometimes you feel very proud that you have beaten someone because you have injured that person. Mm. Or sometimes you feel sorry when they have beaten you.
Mm.
You want to revenge.
Yes, Marco.
Yes, when I fight, I feel bad if it is my friend. But if it's not my friend, if it's my enemy before, I say, if I dwell with you, even. Who cares about it? Yeah.
So after beating someone, you will say you feel it.
Yeah, you feel it properly.
Yeah, man, this is not allowed. Yes, Michael, how does it feel when you fight?
For me, I feel good when I've defeated and people are supporting me. But when they have defeated me,
so
I feel like to pay mine.
Part two. You say part two, So if we're in the studio here and you're fighting someone, you'll be like, Michael, go. Then if they beat you up, you feel like, oh, man. It's bad news, Yes, Zach. How do you feel?
I feel bad when I fight with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Then I come and reconcile.
Finally, someone has said something nice. You fight with someone because sometimes you feel like you want to fight, but after fighting, you realize it's a bad thing.
Yes.
Then you reconcile.
Yes.
Wallahi, we need to clap for Zachariah. Yes, dear listeners, if you've just tuned in, the show has just started and it doesn't get better than this. It's just taking up to the next level. We will be back after the break, and if we come back from the break, so much is in store for you. Don't go away.
Yeah. this independence, our suffering coming to an end. This is the time, let's join hands together and welcome peace in South Sudan. No matter your tribe or your color, we are one people. Our freedom fighters, your blood brought us independence, our suffering coming to an end. This is the time, let's join hands together and welcome peace in South Sudan. No matter your tribe or your
Welcome back from that short break. Yes, you're listening to Kids Express on Radio Miraya 101 FM, brought to you by Hold a Child in partnership with Radio Miraya. Every Saturday we are here having fun with the children. Oh, it doesn't get better than this. This is the fun part of the show that I always love to, you know, listen to. Yes, during the break we were discussing something about fighting, yeah? Yes, and this brings us to our next question. What are the things? There are things that that take away your peace, yeah? When you see them or you find people doing them, immediately you feel like, oh, my peace, someone has stolen my peace. Then, what are some of these things that take away our peace at schools, at home, in the communities, in the societies? What are some of those things? Yes.
Things like conflict, disagreement between people disorganizes peace because conflict leads to violence. Yeah.
Have you witnessed some of those conflicts?
Yeah.
Was it at home?
At school.
At school?
Yeah.
Between teachers or pupils or just...
Between pupils.
Pupils, eh?
Yeah.
Your friends. How did you solve such conflict? Or you just left it like that?
No. There were disagreements between them. So it leads to violence. They started boxing each other. So I told them, you people don't fight. The best thing you have to do, sit down and solve the problem.
Wow. That was very nice of you. While I keep it up. Yes. Nyoka, what are some of the things that take away your peace?
Greediness.
Yes. Explain, please.
Like you feel like all these things, it is yours. Like you want all these things too.
Yeah.
Yes.
I want all the money, I want all the good food. For you, just eat me there and me, I'm going to eat share and mula kombu and samakabutu. You know that one? All those ones are mine. For you, you eat not share, you eat me there and ash or something. Yes, Jackson.
Yeah. Injustice means unfair treatment. For example, when you are given something to share together, then you take the big one. It means you are not sharing it equally. It will bring conflict also.
If they give me big ash,
yes,
or they give me food full in the basket,
yeah,
I take the lion's share.
Yes.
Then I give you people drops. Yeah. So you just have that one. I was given only this one.
Yes.
Yeah? You hide the others. Eh?
Yeah.
Injustice is a very bad thing. Yes, Marco.
Yes, we have selfishness. Selfishness is actually a bad thing in the community, in the school, or at home. To be selfish is not good. Actually, sometimes maybe your sister even used to refuse to, you hate her. Just if you have something, maybe if you have money, sometimes if she asks you, please, my brother, can you help me? I want to go and buy something, maybe like, let me say, because we know girls, they have so many things. So if you're working as a brother, you have to also help them. So it is not good just to eat your money alone, which you have. You have to also give to your brothers and your sisters, even help your mother in other activities with that money.
Cool, Marco, that is very nice. So if you go and do some work like laying bricks or cleaning somebody's compound or digging somewhere.
Yeah,
then they give you your money.
Yeah,
or you even don't say, this is my money. Eh? Do you know how hard it is to work?
Yeah, or even if you work in the place of ice. So you have to, you know, ice, it has a lot of money. Even I was working there actually, so I used to get a lot of money in the place of ice. Stellage, that place.
Uh-huh.
Just, yeah.
So you are making grush and you are loaded.
Yeah, of course, I was very loaded at that time, but now I'm very broke.
By the way, what do you do with your money? What did you do with the money?
I buy what I want, just maybe shoes, clothes, so that you look smart. So you move, when you're moving on the road side, all girls will see, oh man.
This guy wants girls, eh? So girls also give you pizza.
Of course.
You man. Hey, I hope you don't also go watching wrestling to beat people. Yes, Michael.
Yes, jealousness.
Explain, yes. Please.
If you see someone having something, you say that, that thing, I want it. At the end, and you come and steal it, that is not good. Yes.
Jealousy.
Yes.
They call them EP, enemy of progress, when they see you getting something small. Huh? They can even say you have checked, you've got it from bad ways, eh?
Yes.
They start to talk this galu-galu thing. Do you know galu-galu? What is it?
Galu-galu.
Galu-galu. How do they call it?
Galu-galu.
Galu-galu. Nibol, do you know galu-galu? Michael, do you know it?
Samuji. Galana kill him, kida. What? They will be talking about it.
Hey, so you know. Jackson, you know that thing, eh?
Yeah.
Do you participate in it?
Galigali is lying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rumor mongering.
Yeah.
Running with the hearsay.
Yes. It calls fitina.
Fitina.
Yes.
You move circles, eh?
Yes.
Right now, we first wait for Jackson to go out. Then you say, hey, first come. You see Jackson? She's like this. Then she come back. Ah, Jackson, you're welcome. Then when Michael comes, hey, Jackson, come. You see Michael. That thing, eh?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yes, Zakaria. What are some of the things that take away our peace?
Hatred.
Hatred.
Yes.
Please explain.
Like when your friend does something good and you do yours, but it is wrong, you just hate your friend. You should not hate him. You love him.
Loving one another.
Yes.
Instead of hating.
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much. Dear listeners, if you've just tuned in, we are for Kids Express, and the show is just taking up the next level, and we're having a very beautiful discussion with kids all the way from New Apostolic Church Primary School. Do not go away. We're going for a short break. Don't go away.
Nearly 2 million children are out of school in South Sudan. Children are not able to continue their education due to lack of school fees, uniform and scholastic materials, distance from home, ongoing conflict, and various other reasons. While for many such children, they can't wait to be in school, a school for them represents more than just a learning place, a place for social learning, for fun, and a place where they feel safe. And the parents have a great role in making their children stay in school and ensure that they continue until completion.
I have done the right thing by sending my child in school. Education is a necessity for every child. Only this way, my John will become a doctor tomorrow.
I am learning in school.
I love going to school and playing. My best friends are Abu, Ajawi, and Kapuki. My teacher teaches us well and takes care of us. She wants us to be good children.
I never miss a day in school. Every child has a right to be in school. What are you waiting for? Let's go to school to be better people in the future.
We need peace, we need peace.
Yes, dear listeners, welcome back from that short break. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Kids Express, and the discussion is just getting more interesting and more interesting with my kids all the way from New Apostolic Primary School. Yes, back to our guest in the studio. Our question is, what are some of the ways that you can do to make peace at home, at school, in the community? What are some of the ways? Yes, Michael.
Yes, through education.
Mm-hmm. Explain.
If you're educated, if you go to school every day and you get what the teacher is saying, if you grow up, you'll develop your nation.
Wow, that is very interesting. Thank you. Yes, Jackson, you want to tell me something? I see you're very... Yeah. Talk about
it. By solving conflicts, when people are fighting, you solve their conflict. You also stop violence.
Mm.
Yeah, by loving one another also.
Yeah. By the way, that reminds me. There was a time I was in some school and two people want to fight.
Yeah.
And then there was this one person was like, what are you waiting for? Start.
Yeah.
So you want to excite, you want people to fight and you watch, eh?
Yeah.
Is it because of watching wrestling or what?
Maybe.
Yeah.
They even ring for you the bell, ting, ting, ting.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
mostly
wrestling.
It is voice.
Eh? Marco, you know that thing?
We fought that one since we are...
You've seen it. Let us explain a scenario that you saw that thing happen.
Actually, that one, you know, you'll be standing two of you like this. You start pushing each other. Oh, man, you... I will slap you. Man, who are you? Do you think you are a man? Even me, I'm a man too. Again, you said pushing, the other one will started carrying and throw the other one down.
Uh-huh.
So when you throw down, people say, hey, Abdunago, Morcos. Then we start there, we say, they're boxing him properly. Yeah, that is how you.
That is very serious. Yeah, but it's not a good thing, yeah?
Yeah, actually, it's not a good
thing. Yes, what are some of the ways that we can do to, how we can make peace in our society. Yes, Nibol.
In order to make peace, you have to be respectful. Because when there is respect, peace will occur immediately.
Yeah, respect. Explain to me something more about respect.
For instance, in school, you have to respect your teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Even you have to respect your fellow pupils. In society, you have to respect your elders also.
Ah, so respect is for everyone.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you so much. Yes, Nyoka, how do you make peace?
We should stop revenge. Now, for example, if we fight, if Abdunago slap me, I cannot come and say I want to slap him again. I just forgive him now, like this, it will what? Promote peace. If you stop revenge, but you want to pay back. This one's box you, again you want to box.
Mm-hmm.
This one slap you, want to slap. Like this, there will not be peace.
Yeah.
Yes.
So when they slap you, you don't slap back.
Yes.
Because when you slap back, that one also, the other one also want to slap you.
Yes.
And the slapping will continue.
Yes.
Forever and ever.
Big problem now.
I tell you. Sometimes when you slap one person, then you slap back. Maybe they will now kick you now. yes, Jackson. Yes, Marco.
Yeah, one way of encouraging peace in our community or nation is to care for old people. So, for example, you know, if you found this sometime, you might, and I'm sure even my mother and my father, they won't get old. So, not only to respect my parents, but also other elder people, to respect them and to show my loyal and my guidance to them. So, for example, if they sent you, they say, please, my child, come and do this. Please come and wash me these clothes. Come and I won't send you to market or somewhere. So you have to be ready and you have to go with a good heart. Not just say, this one like this. What is a problem? Just you hate. Actually, that one, it is not showing a good word. A good way of showing this one, of showing love to the country or nation. So you have to care for them and actually giving them also advice. So in that process, as even the Bible says, so it's good to help the old people so that you live long life on earth.
Mm.
Yes.
When you help the elderly people, they can even tell you tips, good tips of how you can live peacefully.
Yes. Yeah, my God give you what? Long life.
Yeah, that is what we like. Yes, Zakaria, how do you make peace?
Through reconciliation. Ah. When you have been enemies before, you come back and make a new relationship.
Yeah.
Yes.
Man, it's hard to do that, eh? You know, when someone steal your thing, then you beat them. Yes. Then you say, now I've beaten you, now we are no longer friends, we are enemies forever.
Yeah.
Then you start to say, now, how do you reconcile such a person?
Just come, you greet him, yes. If you fight, you come and greet him.
Yeah.
Yes.
And if they refuse to greet you?
I will leave him.
Yeah, that is very important. There are some people who don't want to make peace, eh?
Mm.
But you just forgive them the same. Yeah?
Yes.
Cool. Yes, someone wants to add better ways of making peace. Nibol, you want to add something?
Yeah.
Yes, please add.
You avoid tribalism also.
Ah, that one is very, very important. You've touched a very good point. Please explain.
So, for example, in school, you find Muru wants to be friends to Muru.
Mm-hmm.
So that is not good. You have to mix yourself. Muru comes to Denka, this Mondari. You have to join together so that there must be peace.
Hey. If we start to say now for us we sit together, we are from this tribe, then another tribe want to sit together alone, it's not good, eh?
Yeah.
It's not peaceful. It's even ugly, yeah? It's very nice to stay together and have peace and share. Even you learn languages which are different.
Yes.
Eh? When they ask you, you speak in this language. When you ask you, they speak in another one. They ask you, speak in another one, you feel good.
Yeah.
Hey, why? Because now, for the white people, when they speak in English, they speak in French, speak in Spanish, they feel good. Hmm? Then why are we not happy to speak in Mondare, speak in Dinka, speak in Kakwa, speak in Choli? Eh? Hey! Okay, this is very interesting. Anyone else? Yes, Marco.
It's also by helping the needy.
Mm.
For example, if actually you have something and your friend asks you, please, can you help me? So you have to at least give him something you have. So, for example, one of my colleagues in school there, I remember one day we have a place there behind our school, so we used to go there and eat. So, and I asked him, man, please, if you have 10 pounds, you give me, let me add 10 pounds so that I buy rice. So that man looked at me like this. Just he shaked his head. I said, man, okay, it's okay. So I leave him. The next tomorrow, I come with money. So I asked him, Abdunaku, please, can you help me with something? I say, what do you want? What? Yes, sir, what did you say? I say, I go Afro. So, but actually, that one is not good. It is not a way of showing what? Of showing love to one another. So, yeah, at least you have to give whatever you have, you give to your friend or your colleague.
So you share, eh? No revenge.
Yeah, no revenge.
If I ask you today and you, I refuse tomorrow, you come with yours, you say, my friend, I go show you. Eh? I will show you. Then you buy also, you come and eat it when I'm seeing.
Yeah, when I'm seeing, I'm here by you.
It's very interesting. Yes, what are some of the ways that we encourage peace in our family, community, and the nation at large? Hmm. Okay. Let's look at this question also. Maybe the last one. Yeah. What will be your advice to children and parents outside there concerning peace, and your final remarks as we are embarking on this very interesting, nice month of July? Yes. Yes. Michael.
They need not to do revenge. Also, they need to unite together so that they will build our nation.
Nice. Thank you so much. Let's clap for Michael. Yes. Yes, Jackson.
They should stop violence in schools, community, and homes also. Let them cooperate together so that they will bring peace in our country.
Thank you so much. We need peace in our country. Yes, Nyoka.
Let them love one another.
Loving one another is the message. Thank you. Yes, Marco.
One way also is to love your enemy as you love yourself.
Ah, that is from the Bible. Thank you. Yes, Nyibol, your final remarks and advice to the parents and children concerning peace.
Avoid tribalism.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there must be understanding between people.
Understanding and avoid tribalism. Thank you. Yes, Zakaria.
To parents, all avoid fighting, selfishness, and hatred.
Ah, thank you so much. Yes, dear listeners, we have just enjoyed this social, but we are going for a short break. When we come back, fun time is loading. And fun time, by fun time, I mean a lot of fun, a lot of excitement, laughters, whoa, brain teasers. You don't want to go away. Please, don't go away. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Kids Express, and it is fun time. Fun time means lots of riddles, poems, songs, and enjoyment on the show with the children. Yes, let's get straight for our first riddle of the show. Who is taking us through the first riddle? Yes, Nyoka, bring it.
Riddle. A baby moves from the mother's stomach and cries the father's back.
Yes, Nyibol.
It's a matchbox.
Yes. A matchbox?
Yes.
Ah, yeah, clap for Nyibol. Yes. Who is the next
riddle. There is a man who is blind and also deaf at the same time. So, his father died. How will you tell him that your father is died?
Repeat it again.
There is a man who is blind and deaf at the same time. His father died. Now we want to tell him that your father has died. How will you tell him?
Yes,
and he's
Marco.
Deaf and blind at the same time.
Marco, try.
Okay, just some drawing. I will go to him. And I will tell him that I will put the knife on his neck like this. So
he will strangle you. He will think you want to kill him.
He's wrong.
Yes, who else wants to try? Zachariah, you want to try?
No.
Achen, you want to try? Jackson, don't try now.
No,
try
no.
to communicate to a deaf and a blind person. Or you give him a setup. Yes, Nyoka.
You come to him and just make for him the head like this. Like this. That means that the head of your family cannot breathe.
Eh?
It is correct.
It's correct, eh?
Yeah.
You guys are very brilliant. Yes. Who is giving us another riddle? Yes, Nyoka.
Riddle. There are three men.
Mm.
Since from morning until evening, they are just chasing themselves. Nobody can catch one another. Until the end, they are just chasing. Nobody can catch. They are just chasing themselves. Nobody can catch.
They are still chasing up to now.
Yes.
Let me try.
Please try.
I think is this one. It's a motorcycle. The other one, which has three legs.
No.
Yes, Nibol.
It's a fan.
Yes.
A fan.
Fan.
Yes.
It's not yet.
It's still chasing. Ah, oh, man. Thank you. Let's clap for her. Let's go straight to our poems, and then we will go to the stories. Yes, Nibol.
I have a poem, and the title of the poem is I Dreamed of a Country of Peace. I dreamed of a country of peace where people can live a simple life. Country where there is no difference between rich and poor, where life is pleasant for living evermore. I dreamed of a country of happiness, where there is no heart of selfishness, where each and everyone can get their needs and have belief in what they do. I dreamed of a country of kindness, where people can know the value of love is priceless, where people could realize that on earth we are all one, and to have a kind heart is better for all people. I dreamed of a country of loving citizens, where people can realize all are great, where people can know that in this earth with a kind heart people should share together. Thanks.
Wow, thank you. Let's clap for Nibol. Yes, Marco.
Yes, I have a poem, man. My poem, it says like this. It goes like this, I mean. It contains actually good advice for everyone. And it says, put learning in your heart that you may escape the sweet of hard labor. For who can recall the name of the lazy boy who is less in the school? Now he is loaded down like an ass, like the beast that carry for his master. For who is really know that he is worthy? Set your heart on learning that you may direct the work of the world. This is the poem I have. Thank you.
Thank you. That was a very short, nice poem. Thank you. Stop. Yes, we have a very beautiful story from Achen. Please take us through the story. By the way, we have questions after the story because it has a moral lesson, so stay attentive.
So they were magicians. They were called for an occasion. They came, they sang after the song. They were given money. Then the money were given to the elder one. Then they went, they sat together. Then the elder one decided to corrupt those people. Then he said to those people, he said, he looked at them first like this. He realized that he is the elder one. He's bigger than all those people. Then he said, hey, you people, the big will eat big and small will eat small. So he want to take the bigger one and he want to give those people small money. So he decided to do that way so that he will take a lot of money. So that is my story.
Okay, thank you so much for the story. What do we learn from this story of Achen? Yes, Marco.
We learn in this story, we learn about greatness.
Mm.
So and as we had that money, it's just he's there to corrupt and to take a lot of money from those other people. So, but yeah, it is not good actually to be greedy. You have to share things together and treat each other equally.
Yes, thank you so much, Marco. Yes, Jackson.
Selfishness.
Selfishness. You yeah. say big for big and big small for
yeah.
small.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you say that's how we roll.
Yeah. Eh?
Yes, Nyoka. Yes. Chen, you want to add something?
So, I want to say, you people, when you are having something, you must divide what you are having equally. You must not say that big for big, small for small.
Big for big, small for small. Yes, that was very interesting and very, 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 very serious lesson for us here in the studio and for everyone outside there. We need to share equally and we don't need to cheat one another. Today was a serious lesson. Dear listeners, if you've just tuned in, we are almost coming to the end of the show, the Kids Express for today. But for summary, we had very amazing guests from New Apostolic Primary School, and we discussed very beautiful and amazing things. Today we discussed peace, and we had a very nice understanding of peace from the children's perspective. We also talked about peace at homes. We also talked about fights, small fights at homes that can escalate and become big. We also talked about different ways how our peace can be taken, and we also talked about how we can bring peace, we can participate in bringing peace, and we also listened to a lot of advice from our children today. We had fun with a lot of nice stories, with moral lessons, nice poems, but as the saying goes, everything nice comes to an end. So we've come to the end of our show for today, Kids Express. Please, next week, it's just going to get better. I'm waiting for you, and the kids are also waiting for you. We'll be having another one of the best amazing time together next Saturday. From me to you, Uncle Dana wants to say, have a good weekend and stay safe and have a peaceful weekend.
Light a candle for peace, light a candle for love, light a candle that shines all the way around the world. Light a candle for me, light a candle for you, that our wish for world peace will one day come true. Light a candle for peace, light a candle for love, light a candle that shines all the way around the world. Light a candle for me, light a candle for you, that our wish for world peace will one day come true. See